Japanese investors look outside the country for returns.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring their new, more personalized Delta.com. You can see what's new at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The value of the Japanese yen has fallen to its lowest level in 4 years after a huge monetary stimulus package was unveiled last week, and the effects of that stimulus are starting to be felt far away from Japan. In fact, they're having some impact on the European debt crisis. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from our European desk in London with the details. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what's happening right now when it comes to the Japanese and the European debt crisis?
Well, no hard figures, Jeremy. The evidence is anecdotal, but it does seem that the Japanese are piling out of Japan and beginning to pile into Eurozone government bonds. The French bank Société Générale says it's seen an increase in Japanese investment. And we have seen borrowing costs fall quite sharply in some Eurozone countries in recent days, a sign that a lot of money is coming in. French 10-year interest rates have fallen to a new record low. The biggest falls have been seen in Italy and Spain, where the yields are down to around 4.5%. Now, that's down, but it's still very attractive to a Japanese investor who's now only getting about a half of 1% at home.
It is kind of amazing, though, the idea that Japanese investors could actually make a difference in the European debt crisis.
Yes. I mean, a lot of these Eurozone countries have got into trouble because their borrowing costs rose too high and they needed a bailout. Japanese investors hold $6.5 trillion worth of domestic government Wow. bonds. If they switched only a small percentage of that to Europe, it would make a difference and push down borrowing costs. But Stephen Lewis, a bond expert at Monument Securities, says this would be hot money, which could leave pretty fast at the first sign of trouble.
I think Japanese investors are likely to be very sensitive to any indications that things are running off the rails in Europe and that the resolution of the Eurozone's problems is not going according to plan.
So, in other words, this Japanese money would be a temporary fix. The Europeans will still have to grapple with the problem of getting their public finances under control as their economies slow down.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Jeremy.